Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Think about that for 1 second. If the Lord called you out and say, hey, I want you to leave. Now, what you need to understand is in the chapter before that, the Tower of Babel had just took place. Why did the Lord have to call Abraham out? Get this. When God wants to use you, He will separate you. When God wants to use you, He'll separate you. Abram's father and them had dove into idolatry. They were worshiping stuff with their hands and the stuff that they made. And the Lord said, hey, you must get out of your country. And then get away from your kindred. And then out of your father's house. When God calls us, He will separate us. Now, when Abraham was called, the Lord made him a couple of promises. The Lord promised him 4 things. If you look at verse 2, it tells you what those were. It says, I will make you a great nation. And we know the nation of Israel is very great. This all stemmed from Abraham. He said, I will bless him. Abraham was one of the probably richest men of God of all times. And then he said, I'll make his name great. Well, whenever you're talking about faith, Abraham is mentioned. And then he said, he shall be a blessing. Well, don't you know the lineage of Jesus Christ has came through Abraham? The lineage of Jesus Christ has came through Abraham. So he is a blessing to everyone simply because of that. So when the Lord calls us, we must answer the call. Can you imagine what Abraham's conversation was when he went and told his wife that, hey, we got to leave our country. We got to leave the father's house. Wow, what did she think? And also, Abraham had to trust God. Whenever you get a call from God, you better make sure that it's Him.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people say, hey, they heard this, they heard that. But this was a real call from God. And Abraham knew God. I want you to know that whenever you hear God, you have to make sure you know Him. You know, the Bible calls us in James chapter 2, verse 23. It says, God called Abraham a friend. He was called a friend of God. So, number one, do you know God? And then number two, you have to obey God. John chapter 14, verse 15 says, but if you love me, keep my commandments. And then the next thing here, you have to trust God. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. He that cometh to God must believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So Abraham did all of those things. He knew God. He obeyed God, and he trusts God. Now, why is that important? Because when you get the call from God, and you obey God, as you're going, you're going to run into obstacles. You're going to run into obstacles. So that's where you have to trust. You've already heard Him. You know Him. In other words, Abraham knew that God had took care of him from, you know, up to 75 years. And he knew that he was going to continue to take care of him. So he knew and he was convinced that God was able to do exactly what he said. And as he was going, he had to trust. Because if you continue to read in Genesis, you'll find out that Abraham came against a lot of trouble in his time. But he had to trust God, and God was able to be with him. And as the verse said in Hebrews, it says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should afterward receive an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whether he went. You know, as Pastor Mike was introducing me and talking about soul winning, you know, this one hits me really hard because many a time we don't know where we're going at.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.